Information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
All right, live your life with health and with bliss with chocolate. Can it be done? Oh, man, I got to tell you, besides alcohol, caffeine, coffee, I should say, and chocolate, there are the studies are piling up, and we're indexing them on the health benefits of compounds, particularly compounds in these substances. But let's talk about chocolate. Top 10 reasons to eat it. Now, these are health reasons, because I can tell you top 10 reasons why I think people should eat it. But there are some pretty darn good benefits of a cornucopia, I should say, of beneficial compounds in chocolate.
Yeah, there is. And we're not talking about white chocolate made of wax and sugar. We're going to talk about, obviously, the darker stuff, the cacao, that has wonderful antioxidant effects. And it's debated. I usually look at it about 65% cacao and up, where the benefits start, but a lot of them now will have acai berries in them and other things like that. And yeah, there's a little caffeine in it, and it's going to have some fat. It's not a weight loss supplement. This is a heart healthy supplement. This is a vascular system supplement that helps you. And it's nice to have things that taste good and that we enjoy that are good for us. And there's this illusion, Holly, that we've got to bust, that we got to get rid of, that we have to myth-defy, that things that are good for us taste bad all the time. It drives me crazy.
Well, and I also think you're right. Chocolate, I think, is amazing. I mean, there's very few people that I know that don't like chocolate. Now, the darker chocolate, you kind of have a little acquired taste for. Like, I love it really dark. Anything bitter, I love deep, dark, rich coffee as well. But I think we'll just caveat here when it comes to chocolate, it really is the amount too, because I always like to break it down when we talk about, let's say, the benefits of alcohol, the benefits of coffee, the benefits of chocolate. We're talking about particular compounds, and I think it's really important also when you look at the studies that we review, that we extrapolate the dosage, right? So kind of, I'll give you an example. Turmeric, right? We know that as a very, very, almost embarrassing for the amount of medicinal effects turmeric has. Yes. But when we're thinking about food, we think about turmeric, because here's the deal. In order to get the active component that delivers all of these medicinal aspect, it's the curcumin and the curcuminoids. First of all, and it's another segment worthy, very difficult to get these curcuminoids into the bloodstream. So difficult for, and also you would have to eat a large salad bowl full of turmeric at one sitting to get the dosage of the curcumin. So we need to talk about particular dosage. We can't just have a little fairy dust of something and going, oh, that's good for you. I mean, it's great for you. It's not going to be bad for you, right? But I think with chocolate too, because of the sugar involved and the calories, we still want to keep it to about 2 to 4 little small squares of dark chocolate a day. Now, let's talk about these components. I mean, you mentioned cacao, and for any listener out there who have seen an episode of Portlandia, we're all chuckling right now. I'm not going to go into it, but Portlandia is a sort of a documentary.
I never saw that show. Is it worth seeing?
Oh, dear. It is so funny. It's a documentary in a comedy style way on everything Portland. So you can imagine. But let's move on, because we could definitely get stuck there, and this could be a whole new show. So we're talking about beneficial antioxidants, polyphenols, right? And I think you mentioned the cardiovascular aspect. Those are really important.
Yeah, they are, in brain benefit. The theobromines, the
phenylethylamine
transmitter.
Phenylethylamine. Isn't that known sort of as vitamin P, the phenylethylamine?
Yeah, it is, in too high of amounts. That's why your dosage is spot on, Holly, with the two small squares, or one sort of flattened thumb square, I'll kind of say that about size, because PA can also go too high, but it also calming, clearing, and as it is, it can actually help balance and increase serotonin to a degree. The PEA will come up, the serotonin will then come up to sort of compensate with it. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen who are eating little chocolate and feel better, you do feel better. This is not a placebo effect. Here's a weird one out of Italy. You gotta love the Italians in research, for diabetes prevention. They're talking about a Good Mom dark chocolate. And that came out of Claudio Ferri, MD. The flavonoids secrete nitric oxide that helps control insulin sensitivity, more stress reduction from Switzerland, sun protection, rich in skin. And that would make sense to me because you see where these cacao beans grow naturally, a lot of the African countries in South America where it's warm. It would seem that there would be these protective compounds for the sun. Botanical medicine does work that way. Lowering weight over time, the BMI of people. Dr. David Katz of Yale University. I kind of said a little different earlier in the program that I don't think it's ideal for weight, but a little bit over time, if you're using that instead of other junk food, which is what they looked at there, you will actually maintain a better body weight over time. You know, you're looking at that versus using a piece of candy. There's no question about it. And the research will only get better because flavonoids and antioxidants are going to do good things. When you mix it with white sugar, it's not going to do good things. As long as it's protected and naturally sweetened and kept at about that 65% level, you're only going to see more and more things come out of the chocolate industry that are beneficial.
You know, I think it's always interesting, too. It's like, and it's one of those things that I'm really picky about, because the consumer, listen, us, the listeners, you listeners, Decker and I, anybody, we've got a lot going on. And it's sometimes really easy just to fall asleep at the wheel for the most part. You know, it's like you hear something and without really thinking it through, you just kind of go for it. Or you sort of have a rationalization, or there's this word called dextify, where you can defend and explain and justify anything that you're doing, right? It's Rick Brinkman, actually. It's a Dr. Brinkman. He's a very, very interesting man. Yeah, he should be on our show because he has some amazing information just about people and systems of people and groups coming together. He facilitated on the board of the AANP, the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians. And so he has this word called Dextify. And I think that we can get into that in our behavior. So let's say, hey, there are medicinal benefits of the agave plant and of tequila. But I got to tell you, if you think that four margaritas that are full of sugar and whatever else they put in there is good for you, it's a risk-benefit ratio where the risks are going to outweigh the benefits there. Now, if you have a nice little shot of tequila on ice that's sipping and it's just straight and it's made right from the agave plant, I got to tell you, then the benefits are probably going to outweigh the risks there. But it all depends on what we do with it. You know what I'm saying? And just the same thing that you're talking about with chocolate. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have to, we humans, we love our creature comforts, Holly. We do.
Yes, we
do. And when we have something like chocolate that the data is so evident about it, it's odd when I say to my patients, have a couple squares of good dark chocolate. I'll recommend Lindt or some of the higher end brands that are out there. And they'll be like, you're a cardiologist recommending chocolate? Well, yeah. By the way, cardiologists, we don't have long lifespans because we stress ourselves and burn ourselves out and because we're eating junk food and we're doing all the same things. You should see the amount of smokers in cardiovascular meetings and seminars, Holly. It's crazy. Well, yes, you know, we all have to learn our positive creature comforts, and chocolate is one of them.
Yep. I got to tell
And I'm married to a Belgian.
So that dark Belgian chocolate. Well, you got it easy and you got it good then. I mean, because, I think too, once again, when we talk about chocolate, it's the percentage of cacao you're going to get. The greater the percentage, the more health benefits. For those of you who want to know more about cacao, you can tune into Portlandia. I think it's one of the first sort of pilot episodes. And you should as well, Dr. Weiss, that's for sure.
I will. I need a new TV.
So dark chocolate over milk chocolate. That was my take home there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no white chocolate. You're not going to get any benefit. You're going to get sugar and fat there, and it's going to be not good for you. Chocolate could be funny that way because if the cacao drops and it's just sugar and fat, then it's actually bad for you. When you get that cacao up 65% or higher, it becomes good for you. Chocolate doesn't have a middle ground, but why should it? It should either be a really, really good for you thing or maybe not so good for you. And hey, when you're picking out your chocolate, you might be helping out your heart. It looks like it. The evidence really, really supports it. And we're going to keep you full of chocolate, smiling and happy at Radio MD and at RadioMD.com.